¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The True Crime Society podcast contains adult themes and violence and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. And if you'd like to skip the intro or move to any specific part of the podcast, please refer to the timestamps listed in the episode description. Thank you. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the True Crime Society podcast with Stephanie and Olivia. It is March 7th right now. It's still cold here in New York. Still crappy. No updates for me. I'm just like blasé lately. So I'm just going to like pass it right off to Olivia to have a chat. Tell us something.
I can't remember. I need to make notes about what I speak in Patreon and what to speak about here.
I know. I get like that too.
But just as like a little bit of background in case I didn't mention it here. I won a competition earlier in the year where I get free coffee for a year at the cafe at my gym, which is great. So I go most mornings now and get my free coffee and they know my order. Like, it's great. I've never ever had a place where I go to because I never bought coffee super regularly. I just make my own.
Consistently.
So anyway, now they know my order. It's great. I go there most weekdays. The other day I was there and I ordered my coffee and I'm just standing to the side waiting and there's like an outdoor area where people were sitting. And all of a sudden, I hear all this screaming. I'm like, what is going on? Anyway, I looked and there's a cockatoo. And it's got a very high like gutter. Like, it's a very high roofed building. So the cockatoo was up quite high. And I when I peeked over, the cockatoo was like leaning over the gutter, looking at these people, and it was throwing sticks at them. I was like, it must have been sticks in the gutter. And it's getting these sticks and then throwing it down. And
what
like,
do people do to piss them off?
I don't know. And because like, I don't know if you've ever heard a cockatoo squawk, but
they're like
really
pets
loud.
Here, but...
Yeah, they're really loud. And it's like they're yelling at you a little bit. So anyway, it was throwing the sticks and then it turned around. So its butt was facing off the gutter. And I'm like, this cockatoo is out to get these people. It's either going to shit on them or it's throwing sticks at them. I'm like, this
did
is
he?
The wild. No, and then it ended up flying away to like this light pole. So I think it did a small poo, but it didn't get anyone. But I just thought it was so funny that it was like throwing sticks at these people. I just like, I wonder what it was thinking.
What were the people doing?
They were like, they were just having coffees outside, like sitting at a table underneath.
But did they know that the sticks were being thrown at them?
Yeah, because I heard all this screaming. And then it was so funny though, because when I peeked out, it was literally like, the cockatoo was peeking over the gutter itself, like, look what I'm doing. Screw you guys.
It wanted their table.
I was like, probably go away. You're disturbing my peace. I just thought it was very cute. And because they have those crests, like the crest was up. It looked like just this totally stereotypical cockatoo, beautiful and white with the yellow crest. And it's just like, ha, look what I'm up to.
I'm pissed off.
Yeah, it was very cute.
Very Australian.
I feel like there's been a lot of Australian things happening, like stereotypically Australian things, because I guess everything that happens to me is Australian. But the other day I was driving and the car in front of me slowed right down like for no reason. I'm like, what is going on here? This is weird. So I stopped. I slowed down. I'm like, maybe something's wrong. And the woman got out of the car and I'm like, oh, she's getting out. She must have dropped something. Anyway, then I was like looking. I was with my daughter. And sometimes where we live, there's tortoises on the ground, like, and they get flipped over and they can't get back.
That happens here too.
So I'm like, maybe she's getting out to flip the tortoise. But then I saw it was a kookaburra and I'm pretty sure its wing was broken and it was just sitting on the side of the road. And I was like, oh my God.
Poor thing.
Because kookaburras are so cute and fluffy.
They're
and
so
they're
cute.
So cute. And they like often they're quite little. Like, they look chubby. I don't know if they are. Maybe they're just so fluffy.
And they have like a personality.
And it was just sitting there on the side of the road. And she obviously saw it. I didn't see it. And I'm so glad it was her because I wouldn't have known what to do. But she got out and she kind of scooped it up. And then obviously she took it to go and maybe try and get help. I don't know what happens if it's got a broken wing. I feel like that's not good. But it was just sitting there. And I could see the wing was kind of like just hanging limply. So I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, hopefully he's being rehabilitated and he's having a nice time now.
Yeah, fingers crossed, hopefully. So, because obviously here we get a lot of wildlife. Like there's this thing called WIRES. It's like an animal rescue service. If you find an animal in need, and they'll come and help you.
They need to bring it to the hospital at Australia Zoo so Robert Irwin can save them.
Yeah. So anyway, that was just two kind of Australian, really Australian things that happened. And some, I feel like some people like hearing about that. So that's what I've got for this week.
It's better than me. I've got nothing. I'm so exhausted. My brain isn't working. So if I struggle through this episode, like every episode, I'm sorry, my brain is not working. That's very enticing for everyone to listen. I'm just kidding. I'm on it. I'm on my A game. I'm thriving. All right. Let's get to our Patreons. I'll do it. So our new Patreon subscribers this week are Crystal, Jennifer, Jesse, Emily, Danny, Allie, Shelby, Marianne, Shannon, Victoria, and Rebecca. Let's go, girls.
I'm assuming everyone's a girl. Maybe, yeah. Let's go, yeah, people.
Let's go, everyone. So thank you for joining. Love you all so much. If you want to hear your name mentioned in an episode, go join our Patreon. You get a bonus episode every week and all the episodes ad-free plus some other fun stuff. Also,
let me just say this quickly. So we are too going to be pre-recording some episodes in the next few weeks. So if you have joined and you don't hear your name in one particular episode, it may just be because we've pre-recorded it. So keep listening and we'll definitely get to it.
We have a listener of the week named Adam who said, I love your episodes. I'm new here and I love listening to your episodes. So thank you so much, Adam. We love it. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about a pretty crazy case. Even reading the notes, I was like, whew, it's a lot. We're going to be talking about the strange deaths of Charity Bialas and her 2 6-year-old twins, Maverick and Eliana.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
December 3rd, 2025, a quiet morning in Bonanza, Arkansas, would end in tragedy. 40-year-old Charity Bialas and her 6-year-old twins, Maverick and Eliana, were found dead inside their home. Behind closed doors, a bitter custody battle, allegations of abuse, and a tangled web of family history had been simmering for months. Today, we unpack the life, struggles, and final days of Charity Bialas and the children that were failed by the system.
Family members of the victims tell me they do not think that the 40-year-old mother killed her 2 children and then herself. Tonight, Sebastian County Sheriff's deputies say they're not ruling anything out in the triple death investigation. Wednesday morning, Bonanza Police and Sebastian County Sheriff's deputies were asked to do a welfare check at this house on First Avenue in Bonanza. When they arrived, they say they found 40-year-old Charity Bialas and her 2 children dead inside. Family members say the 6-year-old brother and sister were twins. Investigators say they're waiting on the medical examiner's office to provide more information about the deaths. Investigators say they're also going through evidence that they collected from the house. Deputies say everyone they're talking to is cooperating with the ongoing investigation. They say right now, Bialas' husband is not a suspect. In Fort Smith, Brett Raines, 4029 News.
So as always, we're going to tell the story chronologically. So we're going to start some background of those involved up to the time of recording. Charity has another child from a previous relationship, a son named John Powell. He was 24 years old as of December 2025. We don't know much about his father or her previous relationships.
We really tried to find some information on Charity's life before all of this happened. The kind of earliest we can find much information on is 2012. But, you know, as her son John was 24 as of December 2025 and Charity was 40, that does mean that she had him when she was 16. So we don't know too much else about her early life prior to 2012 except for that she was a teenage mom and she had her son when she was quite young.
Yeah. So the husband here is Randall Randy Bialis. He is a doctor who works as a family practitioner. He became licensed in Florida in July 1996 and then in Illinois in 1998. Records indicate that he was never disciplined by the medical board in either of those states. He applied for his Arkansas medical license in March 2008. Professionals who had worked with him previously vouched that he was well qualified to practice in the state. One reference letter said, "In my association with him, I have always found him to be a conscientious physician who showed significant empathy toward his patients and always took good care of them." Another reference said, Dr. Bialis has exhibited high standards of ethics and morality. Randy has been married four times in total. His first marriage was from 1997 to 2010 to Donna Bialis, and the couple had three children together. Randy then married a woman named Shauna Graham Bialis in May 2010. Shauna died from a gunshot wound in January 2012, and her death would be ruled a suicide. So her obituary says, "Shauna Jeanette Graham Bialis, 34, of Fort Smith, Arkansas, passed away Thursday, January 5th, 2012, in Fort Smith. Shauna was born August 9th, 1977, in Big Springs, Texas, to Lucky George and Teresa Kay. She was a licensed practical nurse. She was a loving mother, precious daughter, and sister. She always had fun living life. Survivors include her daughter, Bella Grace, of the home, husband, Dr. Randy Bialis, of the home, and stepchildren, Melissa Bialis, Ryan Bialis, Emily Bialis, and all of Fort Smith, Arkansas.
So Shauna's daughter has the last name Graham, which was her maiden name as well, or her previous name. So she didn't have a child with Randy. They just list the stepchildren, which are his children from his first marriage.
Yes. This is some information about the suicide. According to the initial incident report, officers were called to Randall and Shauna Bialis' home on January 5th, 2012. When they arrived, Randall answered the door and said she killed herself. Police found Shauna dead in a bedroom from a gunshot wound. The report also noted furniture and other items scattered throughout the home. Randall told police he returned home from work because Shauna had threatened suicide. After spending 4 hours at the house, he said he went back to work and later returned to find her dead. Just about 5 months later, Randy got married again to a woman named Charity on May 12, 2012. And this marriage did not last long, and they were separated by October 2012, so only 5 months. Their divorce was finalized on November 16, 2012. But they got back together and remarried in 2015, and this would be Randy's fourth marriage, but
third wife partner.
Yeah. In January 2018, Randy had his first run-in with the medical board. He allegedly prescribed Charity Schedule II narcotics after surgery, which is not allowed family members. Like, some examples of Schedule II narcotics are like fentanyl, Dilaudid, Oxycontin, Oxycodone, Percocet, Vicodin, etc. Randy sent a letter to board members apologizing for the infraction and promising to never do it again. He said, "This was inappropriate and I regret not asking the surgeon to write this prescription. I assure you that this medicine was used appropriately. I am fully engaged in curtailing the opioid epidemic and counsel patients daily on the subject. I apologize for my poor decision." The medical board wrote back in April 2018, explaining that they voted to accept the documentation of the incident for information only and to be kept in Randy's file should it need to be referenced in the future. Randy and Charity's twins, Maverick and Eliana, were born in 2019. Around this time, Charity also published a book. We tried to find more information about her life prior to marrying Randall, but there's very little information available online. But the book is called A Lifetime of Miracles, Transformation Through Tragedy. We looked into ordering the book, but it's unavailable. It's on Amazon, but you can't get it.
I feel like it must be one of those self-published things where she...
I'd like to have
a look at an e-copy or something, but it doesn't even seem that's available, so...
Yeah, if anyone has a copy, send it. This is the little blurb about the book that's on there. This is a true story from birth to 2017 about the hardships I've endured. It is meant to inspire others to look at the life I've had and say, if she can change, I can change. Some of us think what we've done is too bad or what happened to us can never be a thing of the past. We continue to live in that past daily and suffer from the emotional or physical challenges we face from such tragedies. But it doesn't have to be that way. It's not easy by all means, but it can be overcome. The key is God and His grace. It is vital to know starting out that this is not a change that occurs overnight. It is a journey that lasts a lifetime. That being said, it is totally worth it. You will become a better person every day and start to love yourself and others once again. So there's also a review. It says, this book is definitely 5 stars. It is such a testimony of faith, hope, and God's love for us. The author endured years of abuse, but never gave up on the power of prayer. And it paid off. I urge you to purchase if you need to see a true miracle or if you just need a good read.
So on Amazon, there are only 5 reviews. Each of them is 5 stars. They all say about the same thing. Someone said, this book is one of the best I've ever read. So inspiring. I don't know. I would love to have a look at it. Currently unavailable. We don't know when this item will be back in stock. But 352 pages long. So it's quite
a
long book. But
352 pages, very long. As an interesting side note, in 2021, Charity's father, Randy Powell, another Randy, provided information to the Bonanza Police Department regarding Shauna's death. The police report claimed that Randy Powell said Charity was involved in the death. He would later speak to the media and say that he never said that, only that she knew who did it. Evidence from the original investigation was destroyed in 2014 after Shauna's death was ruled a suicide. The case was closed again due to limited evidence. That same year, Randy was mentioned during a February meeting of the medical board for a new complaint.
We're back to Randy Bialis too now too. I know it's so confusing with 2 Randys, but this is about Randy Bialis, Charity's husband now.
Yes. Bonanza Police detailed accusations of aggravated assault and endangering the welfare of a minor at this time. This is some information from 5 News Online. It says the report said that in May 2020, officers responded to the Bialis residence after reports that Charity and Randall had slashed the tires of their then 17-year-old son, John Powell. The report said, for confirmation, I asked both Mr. and Mrs. Bialis if they had slashed the tires, and both Mr. and Mrs. Bialis indicated they had. According to the report, John spoke to the police and explained that his mom had grabbed a knife, walked over to him, and demanded his phone. During this, he claimed his mom had pulled a gun on Dr. Bialis before. John explained to the police that during this, as the Bialises held knives to slash his tires, they were also holding their infant twins. The police report said Bonanza Police Chief Mike Barber became involved and the decision was made to contact the Department of Human Services and to call the Child Abuse Hotline. The report said, I told the DHS caseworker that I had concerns over the video that I had seen with both parents holding a 1-year-old in one arm and swinging a knife in the other. Medical board documents indicate that Dr. Bialis pleaded no contest to misdemeanor criminal mischief, receiving a 1-year suspended sentence and ordered to attend 6 months of anger management classes. So this just sounds very chaotic.
And also, I feel like Randy Bialis is kind of the main focus of this, even though Charity seems like was undisputedly involved too. But for him, it was because of his medical board kind of accountability. So it does seem like DHS were involved at least some point with the twins, but I can't find much more information about if anything really came of this whole crazy scenario.
Yeah. So Randy appeared at the April 2021 board meeting, and again, the state medical board voted to accept the information for his file and take no disciplinary action against him. By 2025, Charity and Randy's second marriage was on the rocks. In February 2025, Randy was arrested for allegedly choking Charity in front of the children. Randy was charged with aggravated assault on a family or household member and with third-degree domestic battery. He also faced 2 counts of third-degree endangering the welfare of a minor. Charity emailed the medical board about the incident and said, "We are traumatized. You guys need to know about this." Randy wrote a letter to the medical board in February 2025 responding to Charity's claims. He alleged that his wife would not allow him to see her phone and that he made the mistake of taking her phone out of her hand. He said, "She went into a rage and started swinging and hitting me. I was being blocked in the bathroom. I had no other choice but to use some physical force to get out. I never squeezed her neck nor choked her at any time." I like how he's like, okay, but this doesn't make you really look any better. Randy said he saw on her phone that she was talking to her father, Randy Powell, the other Randy, about getting a divorce. In a police report from the incident, Randy told officers that he pushed her up against the wall and shoved her into the sink before she ran outside. The report said Mr. Bialas stated he ran after her and caught her when he took her cell phone from her. Charity then filed for divorce from Randy in March 2025 following this alleged domestic violence incident. And there's a picture of him from this, and he looks scary, honestly.
So he was 56 at the time. So she was 40. So he was 16 years older than her. But yeah, he does look kind of scary, like no nonsense scary, intimidating.
Yeah, I guess exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
So in court filings, Charity requested full custody of the twins as well as a protective order. She said that she was concerned about Randy's behavior and his alleged abusive tendencies. Charity emailed the board again in April of 2025, explaining that she and the children had had extensive interviews at a nearby advocacy center. She said the Arkansas State Police Crimes Against Children Division informed me that they will be notifying Mercy Rehab that Randy Bialas now has pending child abuse charges. So Randy appeared in person before the board in August last year to address the allegations against him. He told the board that the twins had been instructed by Charity to give false claims to the police. Board members voted to table the issue pending the outcome of the abuse case, and a, quote, concerned member of the public wrote a letter to the board about Randy's behavior. The letter said, "It is my sincere hope that this board will take appropriate and decisive action to protect the public, especially vulnerable children, when evaluating the continued licensure of Randy Bialas." Accompanying that letter was a report from the Arkansas State Police Crimes Against Children Division, and that recommended that Randy be placed on the Child Maltreatment Central Registry following the March 2025 abuse case. So another anonymous submission was sent to the board that same month, so I wonder who was behind all of these. This person requested a disciplinary review of Randy. They cited again child abuse concerns and that one of his previous wives died by apparent suicide under circumstances that some believe were suspicious. Accompanying this submission were multiple reports which detailed allegations of abuse involving Charity and the twins, and they apparently occurred between July 2024 and February 2025. So whoever wrote this submission was alleging that this had been going on for at least months before it all came to a head. So Randy responded to one of the submissions claiming that the allegations had no basis in reality. He said, "I hold the responsibilities of my profession with the highest seriousness, and I remain committed to upholding both the standards of medical practice and the trust of the community that I serve." So in August of 2025, Charity commented on social media. It was about an unrelated, I think it was about another kind of similar case where abuse was alleged to be involved. And she wrote, "I'm living this battle right now. I'm the victim, yet I've been treated like the problem while the criminal, who's a local doctor, is being shielded by the very system that's supposed to protect us." She wrote that she tried to reach prosecuting attorney Daniel Hsu, but that he wouldn't even accept a letter from me. She went on to say, "My voice as the victim has been shut out. This is not just about me. This is about a system that protects offenders and rejects victims. Lives are at stake, including the lives of young children. The case is public information, State of Arkansas versus Randy Bialas." And then she goes on to list the case number. "Transparency matters, accountability matters, and victims matter." So she was being very public.
ChatGPT definitely wrote that.
She was being very public with naming Randy, like giving people the case details. And this was all on social media. So this was all being aired very publicly. Mm-hmm. An Arkansas Department of Health spokesperson confirmed that Randy and the issues were discussed at the medical board's October 2025 meeting and the matter was tabled again. Less than a week after that, Randy ended up pleading guilty to a single charge of third-degree battery. He received a one-year suspended sentence, was fined a whole $1,500, and he also received a no-contact order, which meant that he was not allowed to contact Charity or her family. So it's been a pretty tumultuous year for Randy and Charity. Their final custody hearing was held on December 2nd of 2025. Charity had been through multiple attorneys during this whole process. I did read one that said she went through four attorneys, which is a bit of a red flag.
I was going to say literally the same thing. Seems like kind of a red flag.
So she'd been through all these attorneys, and by this hearing in December, she ended up representing herself, which I also feel that never goes well either. No. Generally. So the judge ended up awarding joint custody of the twins to both of the parents. As we mentioned, though, Charity had previously sole custody. She was court ordered to take the children to Randy on December 5th of 2025. So this court hearing was December 2nd. So there was a few days before kind of the joint custody agreement was due to be put in place. So the day after the final court hearing was when Charity and the children were found deceased. The Sebastian County Sheriff's Office were asked to conduct a welfare check at their home in Bonanza. They went to the home at around 9:30 a.m. on December 3rd. So this is literally the day after the court hearing. So less than 24 hours after the court hearing. Upon knocking, nobody answered the door. Two workers at the home let the deputies inside, and that's when Charity and the children were discovered. I've taken this excerpt from an article which I'll link on the blog. It says, law enforcement could not get any response from the residents and they continued to investigate. They were able to enter the home with the assistance of two workers at the home. Upon entering the home, they found three deceased individuals, a woman and two deceased children. It was apparent that the three had gunshot wounds. Search warrants have been written and executed, with more search warrants anticipated during the investigation. Interviews have taken place with more anticipated, and information is still being gathered. So despite there being this custody arrangement put in place, their divorce had actually never been finalized. Like, I feel like it was almost there, but Charity had never signed off on it. The day after the bodies were found, Randy's attorney filed a motion to dismiss the divorce case due to it not being finalized. So this is like, I know legal things have to happen pretty quickly, but this is the day after the children were found dead. The judge issued an abatement on December 8th, which was due to Charity's death. John, who is Charity's son, filed a letter to the judge on December 4th, again the day after that they were all found. He was attempting to get a divorce decree entered and he wanted to become the administrator of his mother's estate. He said, my mother fought for 9 months, the last 9 months, to save her life and then babies, and nothing happened. Now all three of them is dead. He said he believes his mother would have fought tooth and nail to protect the children. She went out with a fight. So Randy's attorney argued that Charity died before the divorce was signed and Randy was now considered a widow and not divorced. So all this is happening, obviously, because as part of the divorce, Charity would have got a certain amount of the estate or, you know, the assets. But now Randy was arguing, because they weren't essentially divorced, her estate is not entitled to anything, you know.
It's like such a mess.
So understandably, due to the contentious nature of the divorce and the custody battle that had been ongoing, there was a lot of speculation online about how Charity and the children died. I have followed this from basically when it happened, because they were just found dead. And then there was a lot of, you know, it must be the husband. You know, we always joke it's always the husband. I even saw one true crime kind of reporter, I think this was on TikTok, outright say that Randy was responsible for the deaths, which was pretty wild. By December 10th, Homeland Security and the Secret Service had joined the case. So they seemed to be taking things pretty seriously. An investigation into the deaths of Charity and the kids was launched. So 5 News reached out to Randy's attorney on December 18th, 2025, and they asked for a response to the accusations that had been sent to the medical board about him. So they were the ones that we mentioned previously, where child abuse and things like that were alleged. This info is from the 5 News article about the case and Randy's response to them reaching out. It says, the following day, his legal counsel sent us a scanned chapter of Charity's book. The chapter and the accompanying information from Randy's lawyer didn't address any of the information in the medical board documents. However, it did detail a decades-old incident in which Charity claimed she pulled a gun on her husband. Charity wrote in the book, "The lie was that I had assaulted my husband with a firearm in self-defense. The truth is I did it because that's what I had seen growing up as the best way to control people fear." Charity wrote in the book that she regrets making Randy look like a woman abuser. So interesting.
So that doesn't help her case.
Yeah. So days after the deaths, her father, Randy, so we're now talking about Randy Powell, called the court and blamed the judge for what happened. District Court Judge Shannon Black claimed that Randy was irate during a call with her trial court assistant. Randy said during the call that the judge, Shannon Black, may as well have pulled the trigger herself and claimed that she was responsible for the deaths of his daughter and their grandchildren, his grandchildren. So on Tuesday, December 23rd of 2025, so around 20 days after they passed away, Charity's belongings were found in a dumpster by a dumpster diver. This woman apparently found a necklace and photos. The woman who found the items spoke to the media and she said that after she pulled the bag out and went through the items, she was shocked to see photos of Charity's family, a receipt with Charity's address, and a necklace with the names of Charity's children on it. The woman contacted Charity's family to let them know about the situation. When her son John found out, he questioned a detective. I guess he was asking, you know, what are you doing? Are you investigating? This was all found trashed. What is going on? And the detective allegedly asked him, how did you find out about this? So it's just kind of weird. Like, I feel like it does seem a bit shady to be throwing things in the bin, but essentially they were estranged. Maybe it was just some type of clean out situation. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was just like bitter breakup.
Yeah. So on March 4, 2026, so just a few days ago, we learned that the autopsies had been completed on Charity and the twins. Both children were said to have died from homicide and Charity died from suicide. Arkansas State Crime Lab in Little Rock, Sheriff's Office Captain Philip Peavehouse made a news release and he said the investigation is continuing as they are still awaiting search warrant returns on electronic forensic searches on electronic devices. We have not found any evidence thus far to indicate any other conclusion other than the determined autopsies conducted. However, our office attempts to always investigate our cases as conclusively as possible. So they're basically, you know, a lot of words to say that they have no reason to believe that the rulings of homicide for the children and suicide for Charity aren't true. Mm-hmm. We have also learned a little bit more about the investigation. The sheriff's office stated that court records show Charity, quote, wished to be reconciled to her estranged husband, which did not happen. She gave a deposition in the divorce case that she filed against Randy in 2025, and transcripts of that deposition plus the final hearing of the case, which happened on December 2nd, indicate that that is what she wanted. She wanted to get back with Randy. The release states, Mrs. Bialas, after being represented by four different attorneys, represented herself in the contested divorce custody hearing. At the conclusion of the hearing, Mrs. Bialas was ordered to begin joint custody of her children with her estranged husband. So police did investigate Randy's whereabouts at the time that Charity and the children died. He drove a Tesla and investigators received location data on the vehicle from the company. They, in their release, they say, according to the information provided by Tesla, Mrs. Bialas' estranged husband's vehicle was not near the residence in Bonanza on the night in question. Also, the estranged husband's phones did not ping any of the cell towers located near the house.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Investigators also looked at info from the CCTV at the home and cameras and security systems at the Bonanza house where Charity and the children died. The sheriff's office said Charity had, quote, exclusive access to the security system. She deactivated the alarm herself via her phone at 10 p.m. on December 2nd of 2025. They went on to say, even though deactivated, the alarm company was able to provide information showing no doors or windows to the home were opened during that time. Officers who arrived at the home and discovered the bodies on December 3rd had to use a key to access the house, and they also said there were no doors or windows open. The police captain said they rigorously tested the functioning of each door and window and found them to be operating properly. So it wasn't just the local police who conducted the search. As we mentioned, there was Homeland Security, the Secret Service, the FBI, and a bunch of other police departments. So there was a big, seemingly thorough investigation conducted into all of this.
Why were there so many?
I know, that seems weird to involved. Me. I don't know if it's because he's a doctor, but like, why is the Secret Service involved? Like, maybe the FBI, but why? I don't understand why Homeland Security and the Secret Service were involved in this yeah. case. It's very strange.
Unless it's just because it's like small town and these are just like extra people to help, but it seems very strange.
So after the autopsy results were released, Randy's attorney Michael Pierce emailed the media and said, at some time on or around December 3rd, 2025, this tragic event occurred before Mr. Bialas was able to receive his children back from their mother. He's now heartbroken that the return of his children was taken away from him. Mr. Bialas continues to recover from the tragic event that took his children from him. We'd like to thank all of the law enforcement officials working on this case for their diligent efforts to find the truth. We were not surprised by the findings in the autopsy, as we knew that Mr. Bialas was not responsible for the death of his wife nor his children. Further, the Sebastian County Sheriff's Office has made a clear statement that they have not found any evidence indicating any conclusion other than those determined by the autopsies conducted by the crime lab. Please inform the public that continued defamatory and libelous false accusations and statements, including those made on social media against Mr. Bialas, will be reviewed and potentially pursued in the legal system. So I would guess there's probably a few social media content creators who may be running scared at the moment. The ones I saw were wild. They blatantly said, I have source knowledge that this is what happened, and he absolutely did it. So crazy.
Yeah. Well, we just saw that Moscow one with the
the TikToker was ordered to pay $10 million. So Charity ended up being buried alone, and the remains of the children were released to Randy. Her burial occurred on December 29th, 2025. I can't find any information about what has happened with the kids. I'm assuming there was some type of private memorial held because there's nothing public. John spoke to the media in January this year, 2026, and he said, I don't even know if the kids have been buried or cremated or where they may be. I don't know anything at the moment because Randy has told me nothing. It's heartbreaking. It's sickening. I was hoping to have them all in the same place as they deserved and how they would have wanted it. It's just been a lot. He went on to say she was just going to move somewhere else, get a good job, and let the kids have a good life. Then she wanted to hopefully one day become a good grandmother and would just enjoy the things that any normal family would want. She was always worrying about something happening. She was fighting so hard to protect her children. So that is it as far as we know in terms of the case. I don't know. It is an interesting one because it does show you sometimes that desperation will drive you to the absolute brink. It sounds like when she wasn't awarded sole custody of the children, that is what pushed her over the edge. And I guess it does also show you too sometimes, like we always joke about it's always the husband, but sometimes, you know, it isn't.
It's
sometimes
not.
Yeah, sometimes there, you know, are these women who will do anything. We always talk about too, if I can't have them, no one will. I wonder if it was about that in this case, or if it was more so that she was worried about the abuse. There were all these allegations of abuse. We don't know how much of it was true, if any of it was true. So I wonder what her mindset was at the time, if it was more of a revenge thing against Randy or if she was worried and wanted to not put the children in whatever situation she thought they were going to.
Yeah, I think everyone sucks here, to be honest, unfortunately. Yeah,
it seems like a very toxic relationship.
Yeah, that brought out the worst in her. I think Randy is probably a trash abuser, like given his track record and the things that have come out about what he has done in the past. I don't think he is a good person. It seems like they had a toxic, horrible relationship. I do think Charity was a victim of domestic violence, but I still think what she did was inexcusable, obviously. The only victims here are like her children overall.
she was a perpetrator of abuse. Like, if you're out there slashing the tires of your other son while you're holding a baby, like, yeah, that's not acceptable behavior.
And if she did, well, she admitted to it, and the son said that she had pulled a gun on Randy before. Like, that's just not, like, that's not proper behavior that you should be doing in front of children, or not even in front of children. You shouldn't do that ever.
Yeah.
So clearly it was just, like, a very toxic relationship. And again, everyone sucks here, except for the victim children.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And they probably lived through even more horrible things than we know about. So it's very sad.
And I just feel there's so many layers here too. Like, it's not just about the abuse. There's all these financial layers when they're even, like, the day after they were all dead, they were all, like, the remaining family was, like, automatically still fighting about the estate and, you know, all that type of thing. It just seems like just a horrible situation, I agree. And obviously this alleged abuse had been going on for a while. If Charity wrote a book about it in 2019 where she spoke about, you know, instances of prior abuse, even for them to be married, divorced, remarried, I just think it shows the chaoticness, yeah, of their life, or, you know, the probable chaoticness of their life. It was a very, very toxic, yeah, situation, and it just ended horribly for the poor kids. As we mentioned, Randy has been determined to have done nothing wrong in terms of the deaths of his wife and children. This has been labelled as a, you know, a certain suicide by the medical examiner, by Charity, and homicide by her of the two children. So just wanted to reiterate that. But I don't know if we'll hear much more. I feel like maybe we'll hear more about the legal proceedings as they go on, because obviously probate and estate and things like that are a very drawn out process. And maybe it seems to have gotten a lot of media attention. So maybe we'll hear more as the months go on about that.
Yeah. All right. That's it. We're good.
Yeah.
So that is it for this episode. Everything will be on the blog at truecrimesocietyblog.com if you want to read more about it or see our sources. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at True Crime Society. We're always posting updates on there. Still posting updates about Nancy. Still nothing going on. Maybe by the time this comes out, we'll have something.
Yeah.
yeah, it's getting more bleak every day. Yeah. If you want to follow our personal accounts, mine is Stephsum_Olivia's TCS Olivia. If you want to see what we're up to, also check us out on Patreon. Like I said at the start, you get a weekly bonus episode plus all the episodes ad-free on there. And if you could share the podcast to your Instagram stories, show us what you guys are doing while you're listening to the podcast. We love resharing them and seeing what everyone's up to. And if you could leave us comments on Spotify, make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you listen on. It's a big help to us when you guys are actually subscribed. I know it doesn't feel like it does anything really to you, but it helps us. So if you want to, just a quick, easy way to help us out, please make sure you're subscribed and following whatever it is on your platform. So that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Stay safe out there. Peace out.
See ya.